when one thinks about Nelson Mandela, one thinks about law as a vehicle for change. Because Nelson Mandela was very clear about the rule of law, about constitutional change, and using the law to make a difference. So when you look at the constitution that South Africa adopted as the document for the new democratic South Africa, that is one of Nelson Mandela's most powerful legacies, the idea that legal revolutions really mean something. So in South Africa, there was a legal revolution. They didn't, you know, the military options were very limited. So I think rule of law, constitutional change, law as an effective method for transformation was very important. The second is I think that Nelson Mandela epitomized the idea that forgiveness is not only possible, but it's necessary. So the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is a feature of his, after his release from prison and what he wanted to start the new South Africa with, and then if you look at movies like Invictus, the way that Mandela really pushed this idea of forgiveness in a fundamental way. And I don't believe that South Africa could have gone from apartheid and the kinds of deprivation and the cruelty of apartheid to a democratic country without that bridge of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The third legacy, I think, is that Nelson Mandela represents that concept Ubuntu. In South Africa, we have the term Ubuntu, which sort of literally means the idea of an interconnected humanity, that my humanity is connected to yours. So it's the idea of kindness and grace and being so human. Nelson Mandela always seemed to have a lot of fun. He had such a good nature. He had a way of getting people to listen to him, to listen to his message, even people who were loath to listen to him or were resistant to his message. I think that was a very profound quality of his. And I think finally he became the world's politician. People wanted to adopt Nelson Mandela as their role model. He represented so much, particularly for people of color. I think that he was seen as somebody who had the moral center that was absent for so long. The one thing that I must say is that that in all of this, there's so much mythologizing going on in the narrative of Nelson Mandela. It's a wonderful narrative, and one celebrates this life. But I think people forget that he was first and foremost a freedom fighter. He believed very profoundly that injustice was not going to be tolerated, and he joined a military force. He was a freedom fighter, and they decided to take up arms, and that's why he was imprisoned. There were many, many reasons. But so this idea that Mandela really showed that it was even though he was a man of peace, that in order to get to peace, you really needed to challenge with everything that you have. So I think that Nelson Mandela, the freedom fighter who ended up in the dock and who gave that marvelous speech at the Rivonia trial, was somebody who had been pushed to the wall. And even though when he came out, of course, his lesson and his stature and his moral message is very important, that the earlier part of his life, I think, is also something that people sometimes forget. And then I also, what I admire about him and what I think his legacy represents is that he's fundamentally human. He had a first family, and then he had a second family, and of course his life was cruelly interrupted by his imprisonment. I mean, I'm not in any way trying to trivialize it or make it seem insignificant, but he was human in a way as a man who, left his family and so on, his first family, and he... So I think that legacy is also important. Today, we so want to ensure that our politicians are perfect in every way. And what Nelson Mandela was he was a perfect figure in many ways for the South African Revolution and what happened, but he also was a man with flaws, who had human flaws, and that combination makes him such an exceptional global figure.